Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Bonjour. Comment allez-vous? I had to start this podcast out in French because we are talking about 9 ways to Frenchify your life. And yes, I made that word up. I don't know if you can relate, but I'm the kind of girl, I make up words all of the time. And I know what they mean. And so I just assume that everyone does too. But I think you can get the gist of what it means to Frenchify your life. But I have to tell you that I'm not French. My French is horrible, but I keep trying. And I will never be French, no matter how hard I try. In fact, after many failed attempts at speaking French, along with constant smiling, which always confuses the French. They're like, who's the blonde girl that's smiling? I'm actually glad I'm not French. I'm so proud of where I was raised. I'm proud of my heritage. But that doesn't mean that I can't admire other cultures. I'm the kind of person, I'm always, wherever I go, I'm looking at things that I can learn and things that will actually grow my perspective of the world. And it was in France that my worldview really did begin to change, and I started to think about how I wanted to live my everyday life. So yes, the French and I have been having a not-so-secret love affair for a very long time. I enjoy so many places and its people, but the French culture definitely has that je ne sais quoi, that I don't know what, but it's something. And I often wonder why this is. What is it about the French that makes us yearn to know more? Is it because the French seem to turn ordinary moments into poetic works of art? Or is it due to their leisurely pace and the fact that their language has a specific word, flâneur, to describe this action? Perhaps it has something to do with their decadent buttery croissants or their old world styled wines. Of course, it might be their chic and effortless style, like they just rolled out of bed looking fabulous. On my list, the reasons for intrigue are endless. And I knew years ago that I wanted to add a little French twist to my everyday life. I personally wanted to spend more time embracing my being versus trying to compete with my doing. Yes, I was one of those who thought my self-worth was definitely how I could perform, how many boxes I could check off, how many ladders I could climb. And you all, it's exhausting. And I also desire to infuse my daily life with more simple pleasures. I really, really wanted to stop looking frumpy. I was that typical frumpy mom who looked like she'd let herself go. And there was something within me that I wanted to make the world my runway. I wanted to cultivate my own unique style. And of course, I wanted to end years of fearing food and hiding my body out of shame and experience what I call true pleasure. Years ago, after I went to France for the very first time, I started doing actually really petite things in my very normal life back home to mimic my days spent in France. And over time, this practice actually has created little miracles, such as more joy, less overwhelm, peace with food, peace with my body, which I didn't think was possible. It's also created a deep appreciation for my daily life. I am more creative and I have a sense of romanticism while doing very ordinary things like scrubbing the toilet. So I want to talk with you about how to add a French twist into your life. Because the moral of the story is this: anyone, no matter where you live, can add a little bit of French into your life. Because I live in a little cabin in the woods up in Colorado. So I know if I can do it, so can you. And I want to share with you 9 possibilities. So here's number 1, ease into your day. One of the things that you'll notice if you're in France, anywhere in France actually, is if you walk by a French cafe in the morning, you don't typically see people's heads buried in their laptop or smartphones. Instead, you'll see them sipping on a café crème or savoring a croissant or reading the paper or a good book, or they may just be staring out at the world as it passes by. The French ease into their day. They do not skyrocket from their bed in a hurried frenzy, checking emails or plugging into the world before they've plugged into themselves. And as much as you may believe that perusing social media is fun or watching the news keeps you aware, it's not the way to start a beautiful day, in my opinion. And if you're being honest with yourself, it's a habit that's not supporting you. While you may have a job that requires you to be in the office by 8 a.m. or kids that need to get ready for school, easing into your day is possible for everyone. So here's your French Kiss Life challenge. Spend a minimum of 15 minutes each morning this week doing something that nourishes you. Experiment. You can try things such as journaling, taking a hot bath. Maybe you just want to stroll around your neighborhood. Maybe you just want to do something as simple as getting out of bed and stretching those stiff muscles. Whatever it is, practice easing into your day, relaxed and intentional. Here's another way to Frenchify your life. I love this one. Number two, display your love. Here's what I mean. So years ago, on one of my first trips to the south of France, I was in this place called Cap d'Antibes. I told you guys my French was terrible. But anyway, I could not help but to notice this couple that was like coiled together like two snakes on the beach. And I realized how sheltered I'd been by my puritanical culture that often causes us to think or even say aloud, "Hey, take it to the bedroom." Isn't it fascinating that we live in a culture that allows us to carry guns, but we get bent out of shape if we see people showing love and affection for one another? There is a sensuality that runs through the veins of French people, and they are not afraid to openly display it to whoever may be passing by. It's a beautiful thing when you take maybe the judgments that you've been raised with around public affection. But here's the other thing that I really appreciate about the French culture. It's that this kind of affection isn't just reserved for lovers. It's for family and friends too. One of the things that I really enjoy is the double kiss on the cheeks that close acquaintances share with one another. And that is why if we ever meet in person, I will most likely either give you a hug or a double kiss. So you're going to have to tell me ahead of time, like, back away. But there's something about that closeness, that affection, that it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And of course, this may feel really uncomfortable if you weren't raised around physical affection. And I'm not suggesting that you change. Hear me out. I am, however, just saying this as a suggestion, because I never assume that I know what's best for you, but I do know that when you begin to question why you are the way you are, you may find that it's just programmed into you without your own consent. And programming can be changed. Consider your beliefs around physical affection. You may discover that underneath that aloofness is a person who is wanting to tap into their sensual side and be a little, maybe, risque. So here's your French Kiss Life challenge. Try practicing hugging your kids more often this week. Kiss your friends on the cheek when you see them, or at least give them a hug. Lean over the table at the restaurant on your next date and give your lover a kiss. With passion. Yes, in public. This is definitely a way to Frenchify your life. Okay, moving on to number three, eat for pleasure. When I arrived for the first time, you know, I thought I'd be enraptured by the beautiful buildings or the designer boutiques. And I was, don't get me wrong, but what mesmerized me the most was watching French people eat with pure enjoyment. For a woman who had battled my weight and food for way too long, this was as miraculous as Moses parting the Red Sea, seriously. And I know some of you out there can relate to this. And it's funny, the French seem to have their cake and eat it too. Yes, I'm talking about all of those slim physiques and rich foods coexisting in a pleasurable way of eating. I used to wonder, are they just genetically gifted? Is it truly a cultural DNA kind of thing? But the answer is no. They just have learned the art of dining, which includes moderation, fresh, good foods, and no guilt. This was the first thing I put into practice when I returned home. I read every book I could find on French food and their way of eating. And guess what? The craziest thing happened. Not only did I lose weight, and I've maintained it to this day, I made peace with my body and food is no longer something that I fear, but it's something that I enjoy immensely. And I'm so passionate about this way of being in the world that I created a program just so that I could share how I did it. In fact, if you want to learn more, you can go to slimchicandsavvy.com/join and get on the waiting list so that you can be notified of when the doors open again for that program. But the core of it are these five rules of French dining. Number one, eat fresh, high quality foods. Number two, eat three times a day, no snacking. Three, savor every bite. Number four, learn to stop when you're elegantly satisfied. And number five, and this one is the most important of all, never ever beat yourself up for eating food. So here's your French Kiss Life Challenge. Practice and experiment with the five rules of French dining. And I say practice and experiment because that is exactly how I was able to do it. You can't just read a book or wish for things to happen, right? You have to go all in. You have to learn about yourself. You have to keep showing up for what you want. And with practice, it really becomes your way of being. And I cannot emphasize this enough. Do not beat yourself up, right? This is something I preach with my clients, but we can be really hard on ourselves. We start practicing something and then it doesn't work out the way we want it to, or we don't follow through, and then we beat ourselves up, and that gets you nowhere. Can you imagine a baby trying to walk and it falls down and we beat it up? Like, hey kid, what's wrong with you? No, through nurturing and understanding and patience, the baby grows up and becomes a walker. And the same goes with any kind of change. And again, I cannot emphasize that enough. Okay, moving on. This is number four way of how to Frenchify your life. Create your own French Sunday. Love this one. When I book a trip to France, I make sure that it always includes a Sunday, or maybe two. Because it's like showing up for a French holiday, except it happens every weekend. Stores are closed, restaurants are open, forcing you to focus on the truly important things in life, family and friends with a side of delicious food and intoxicating conversation. It's a day of doing nothing except what you truly want to do. With the American focus on productivity and overscheduled lives, I think it's time we all create our own French Sunday. What do you think? So here's your French Kiss Life Challenge. Virginia Woolf spoke about a woman needing a room of one's own. I want you to think about a day of one's own that you set aside each week to slow down and enjoy this life you've created. And on this day, do what you love, whether it's painting or sitting in a hammock or reading Shakespeare. This is your day where anything goes except checking off your to-do list. Okay, let's look at number five. Invest in luxurious lingerie. A Parisian style expert once told me, lingerie is important because it's the first thing you put on in the morning and the last thing you take off at night. It sets the tone for your entire day. When I visit Paris, one of the things that I am often, even though I've been so many times at this point, I'm always just fascinated with their emphasis on a woman's intimates. And you can tell based on the number of lingerie shops that are around, it seems like on every city block. While most likely not everyone will see what you're wearing under your clothes, you know what's underneath your clothes. And if everything is energy, and it is, then your underpinnings are impacting you whether you realize it or not. I'm always encouraging my friends, my family, my clients to get properly fitted for a bra. And it's always amazing how women will come to me and say, Tanya, I've been wearing the wrong bra size for years, and how much better they feel when they have one that's properly fitting to them. And the joy in their voice when she indulges in wrapping herself in luxurious lace, how she holds herself differently. It's one of my favorite things, actually. So think what you will about lingerie. It matters. And if you don't believe me, go try it for yourself. In fact, I want to give you a French Kiss Life challenge. Invest in a great set of lingerie and notice how you walk a little taller and saucier. You are worth the investment. So I dare you to take me up on that challenge, okay? Let's talk about number six. Look your best. The fashion in France, especially Paris, is a 24/7 runway show. And it's very obvious that the women and men here put thought and effort into how they present themselves to the world. It's their form of self-expression and a part of their culture to look what we would say très chic. Throwing on just a pair of sweatpants and parading around the Promenade des Anglais would probably not even cross their mind as an option. One of the things that I always am fascinated with is when I fly to Charles de Gaulle and I get off the plane and instantly I look around and you can tell people have put in effort, right? Business people, people going on vacation, but they all look like, hey, I put a little thought into what I was going to put on today. But when I fly back to the States and I land either in Dallas or JFK or sometimes Newark, maybe Atlanta every once in a while, it's like I'm on a different planet where people just like rolled out of bed and went to the airport in their pajamas. Now, let me just say this. If that's your style, I will support you. If you're like, Tanya, I am messy. I don't even know if that would be messy chic, but my style is pajama pants and it's truly intentional and you feel amazing in it, I'd be like, okay, rock on. But most of us are just throwing on stuff without intention. And again, just like lingerie, everything is energy. I'm just asking you to consider, are you looking your best so that you can feel your best? And I will admit, there are moments in my life where I don't, right? I'm just like busy, I got stuff going on. But what I've noticed is if it happens over the course of like several days, I start to feel really bad. And I know when I'm feeling bad, the energy I'm putting out in the world, what I'm creating is not my best. And so I go and take a shower and I put on an outfit that mirrors the woman I want to be. I put on a little lipstick and all of a sudden my spirit is different. My energy level is different. And before you know it, I'm out of my head and I'm back in my game. My creativity is better. I'm more focused. I'm more productive simply by putting in the effort and being intentional with what I wear. And here's the other thing. Don't forget, I think a lot of times when we're talking about clothes and style, a lot of women think, well, you know, you need a lot of money. And here's the thing. You don't. Some of the chicest women I know dress on a budget. They have a way of going through a thrift store and finding a piece that just, you know, makes every other woman in the room say, where did you get that? And little do we know, she probably paid about $25 for it. There is no price tag on true style. So here's your French Kiss Life challenge. For the next week, just put some thought into what you're wearing. Are you showing up as your best? Are you showing up as the woman you want to be? Because if you want to become her, you have to start embodying her now. Commit to looking your best each day for 1 week and notice what it does to your spirit. Okay, moving on. Number seven, revel in your body. I know this is a hard one. Ladies, I know, because this was the one that I probably struggled with the most, this and food. But one of the things that I've noticed while lying on the beaches in the south of France is that I get to see women of every body shape, size, color. And what is so liberating is seeing them owning their bodies and enjoying them. They're not trying to cover up their perceived flaws or hide underneath a beach towel. In fact, some of them are practically bearing it all. And this is such a beautiful thing to witness. And for the record, I'm not a bare-it-all kind of gal, unless I'm skinny dipping in the moonlight. However, I've discovered a whole new way of being with my body, one of joy and deep appreciation and understanding. And the French women, high five to you sisters, are the ones that inspired me to re-examine my relationship with my own body. When I looked at it as a vehicle to really enjoy my life, as a way to experience pleasure and stopped worrying about what I thought everybody else was thinking about my body, I was able to finally let go of all of this perfectionism I had. And the crazy thing is, weight finally started coming off because I wasn't hiding. I wasn't subconsciously hiding by putting on more weight. So watching those French women on the beaches gave me the courage to stop hiding my body out of shame and start embracing all that it allows me to do and enjoy. So here's your French Kiss Life challenge. If you are a woman who tends to hide your body, I just want you to notice why. And what do you gain from this behavior? What are you afraid of by really allowing yourself to revel in your body? Does it feel empowering and thrilling or defeating and draining? You may think that you need to change your body before you can begin to revel in it, but we have it backwards. To change anything, we first have to stop fighting it. A woman who really loves herself doesn't hide, she radiates. And this is a big one to unravel in one podcast, but I want to leave you with this on this particular tip. I want you to consider, as I was saying earlier about, you know, if you want to become that woman dressed like her, equally think about who you think you would be if you were at the size you wanted to be. And go even deeper, how would you feel? Because feelings are created by our thoughts and our beliefs. Nothing has to change in order for you to start feeling that way right now. So think about, how do you want to feel and how can you begin to think and practice thinking like that woman? Okay, moving on to number 8. Make movement a part of your everyday routine. The common myth is that French people don't exercise. And it's true that you don't find a lot of gyms in Paris, although I will have to say they are becoming more popular now than when I first visited over a decade ago. Yet French do exercise. Actually, they exercise a lot, but it's not the way we think about exercise. You know, we think about exercise as go to the gym, go to that class, work with your trainer. It's like, it's something that we do in spurts that's planned, and it's usually involves some kind of equipment or another person, right? But the French just move a lot. It's part of their lifestyle. They walk, they take the stairs, they play sports, they swim, they dance, and they have sex. And yes, that counts. Movement is just a way of life, not something that they drive to the gym for. Now, here's the thing. The important lesson here is just to move a little bit more. And if you're someone who loves lifting weights and going to the gym, go for it. I personally do too. But at the core, I just want to move. And so I just I walk my dogs, you know, in the summer I'm swimming, I'm in lakes, I'm wakeboarding, I'm active. In the winter I'm skiing. And so the important thing is to find ways to move your body every day. Find sports that you may enjoy learning how to do, or maybe take a dance class, but explore ways. This is your French Kiss Life challenge, actually. Explore ways to add more movement into your day. Perhaps it's a walk at lunch. Maybe it's taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Maybe it's dancing or planning a game of volleyball or tennis on the week. Moving our bodies doesn't have to be a chore. I think it should be a gift that we appreciate and indulge in on a daily basis. Okay, moving on to our last way to Frenchify your life, simplify your life. Why do the French seem to have more time to enjoy life? It's because they haven't inundated themselves with massive debt, overwhelming amounts of stuff, and overbooked calendars. The more simple your life, the richer it becomes, the more space you have to actually enjoy. One of the greatest takeaways from my time in France is that I desire to simplify my life down to only those things that I treasure the most. And what I've discovered is that it's the simple things paired with the relationships that I have with people and the experiences of life that really, really feeds my soul. And of course, every woman is different. Our desires are different. Our values are different. But are you designing your life around those things, or are you simply reacting without conscious intention? So here's your French Kiss Life challenge. I want you to try what I call my 3 things challenge. Remove 3 things from your environment that you don't love and say no to 3 things that you don't want to do this week. Think about if you were to do that on a weekly basis. Just you see something, maybe it's a piece of clothing, and you're like, I haven't worn that in 2 years. I'm getting rid of it, right? And then I really, really don't want to go to that event that I told everybody I'd go to, but my heart's really saying I doesn't want to go. What if you just committed every week saying no to three things and getting rid of three things? It trains you to start clearing the clutter in your calendar to give you more space to enjoy your life. You know, I've learned that the French have a very different mindset around life, which makes it easier for them to relax and slow down, I'll admit, right? They're raised in a very different culture. You, on the other hand, may have a lot of fear around what might happen if you take a little time out to focus on enjoying your life. But remember this, you only have one life. And if you're not enjoying your current one, perhaps it's time to take a leap of faith and infuse your life with a little French twist. So with this whole Frenchifying your life thing, I know it's easier said than done. So here's what I want you to do. I've given you 9 challenges. I want you to think about one that you're really drawn to doing. And I just want you to practice for 1 week and notice how you feel. And I also have something else for you. If this speaks to you, I actually wrote a book. It's called The Insider's Guide to the French Way of Life, and I want to gift it to you. All you have to do is go to frenchkisslife.com/guide and get your copy. So go out there and Frenchify your life. I'll see you on the next podcast. Cheers.